Well, let me tell you, I think this is an historic day for the international community in general and for all of us who believe in the multilateral system, because it has been proven once more that we can sit down and dissent and yet be able to agree on a path that will satisfy at least the needs of some of the members of the international community. It is clear that there is a protection gap. It has been proven by all the evidence. The two earlier resolutions that were passed by the Council in 2011 and in 2014 asked for a report. The report was produced, and it shows that there is a big, huge problem in many parts of the world.
So now we have the appointment of a special rapporteur, a special human rights investigator who will look into this protection gap, as you say, but has it come at a price? There has been, in this council, a huge amount of interest in changing, modifying resolutions. This particular resolution saw 11 amendments tabled. This isn't necessarily a test case, but can it cope with this kind of issue?
You're right to say that this is not necessarily the test case. There are many others. And what is happening in the Council and the climate tells you, and the fact that there are 35 resolutions that have been discussed, of which in total 54 amendments were received, it's telling you that there is a problem of sitting down and talking to each other and looking at formulas that will satisfy the different perspectives and the different realities at the national level. One can understand that, of course, there are countries where maybe an independent expert, which is what was approved today, would not be in a position to recommend that there is a move towards changing the legislation or the constitution, because that will take time. There has to be a national recognition that there is an issue. There has to be the political will. No, there has to be support from civil society and others. No, and there have to be an openness to the fact that, in fact, these kinds of abuses and serious violations of human rights are happening everywhere in the world. Let me tell you, this session started in the wake of Orlando killings.
I was going to ask, did that have an impact on garnering support for this resolution? I know it's been 20 years plus in the making after it was first announced at the General Assembly in New York, but...
Well, first of all, of course, it is a tragedy, as you were saying. And it has brought home that this is an issue that can occur anywhere and everywhere. The issue is that there is a serious problem of dialogue on essential human rights issues in the world, not that is being reflected in the Council of Human Rights. A confrontation between different parts of the world. And we think, and Chile in particular, you know, our commitment with the United Nations and the multilateral system in general is very strong. There is no alternative to managing the affairs of this planet of ours if it isn't together, by talking to each other.